It's been a while since I've been out there. Felt good to actually be out there playing, but there's a lot of things I need to work on before I'm at the level I want to be. So,
what's it been like to come into camp and be starting safety and you know, spend your role all camp?
Working with those guys on that defense is huge. We have a lot of playmakers, a lot of guys that contribute in their own way, and I'm just excited to be a part of it, a part of this team, a part of this defense, and continue to work just like the other guys.
Darren, were you able to start right where you sort of left off, or did you have to back it up a little bit?
As far as
coming back this year and learning things, I guess, and getting used to it a bit?
I was a little rusty, like the question that was asked before, mentally and physically. The things I did do once I got injured last year did benefit me. So mentally, wasn't as much as physically getting my body back, but continue to work, continue to grind, and see what happens.
What kind of things benefited you?
Going to meetings when I was injured, staying in the playbook.
What's it been like to see Landon? Because obviously when you were practicing with him last year, he was kind of, you know, coming off a rough rookie year to where he's at now. What's that been like to see?
It's amazing. He's an amazing player, amazing person. Being with him on the field and off the field in the meeting rooms, I can see why he's so good. He loves the game, and he's a great player for us.
You're coming back off an injury, and Andrew has had more starts than you. Do you feel him pushing you?
I think we all push each other. In the defensive room, the linemen push the linebackers. The linebackers push the DBs. Of course, the safeties and corners push each other. And that's how we become good. So.
Gary, how competitive is the defensive back room in the meetings?
Extremely competitive. We always want to win every time we step on the field. And our coaches do a good job letting that be known. So each and every day, we try to go out there and grind and focus on ourselves and continue to get better as a unit.
Were there any moments last year when you were watching this team play and the ball was in the air and you thought to yourself, I think I could have had that one. I think I might have picked that one off.
Not in particular, because I wasn't there. At that point, I was just rooting on my guys. You know, if they didn't get it, man, hopefully next time they will. And a lot of the times they did. So.
But that's a big part of your game, right? Do you think you can add to this team, I would guess?
I like to think so.
Is there anything that you're doing differently this year than last year, whether it's to stay healthy or something on the field?
A lot more prehab and rehab, just to continue to keep my body right. It's been a long camp, continuing to get massages and getting contrasts and lasers and things like that to keep me up and keep me going. It's been a while since I've been on the field, so it's been a grind getting back.
How do you think you being on the field affects Landon? It seems like it frees him up to be closer to the box a little bit more, at least to the other
day. I think Landon's game is just different. Landon is free regardless on who's behind him. So I just like to be back there to be the protection for the whole team, not just him.
Aaron, last year this defense was very good against the run, not as good against the pass. Do you guys take that as a challenge to kind of match them this year?
Absolutely. Those numbers are something that we did look at and that we take very close to heart and we like to improve on.
How much does it help in camp going up against, you know, a wide receiving core that a lot of people put at the top of the league here?
Oh, it's awesome. There's no days off against those guys. We have a pretty good DB group. We have a pretty good wide receiver group. And the competitive nature only makes each group better. So it's been very good for us.
Are you 100% yet, or are you still getting there?
As far as my foot, my foot's 100%.
You and Eli Abel are both going into year two. If you both can make significant jumps, obviously you didn't get to play last year, but if you both play well, how can that elevate the secondary to a whole new level?
Absolutely. Regardless on who's on the field, if they can perform at a higher level, it only makes the players around them perform at a higher level, and that'll be beneficial for the whole team, the defense, and hopefully get some ball games for them.